This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest growing mower companies in the world. Lads, for your zero turn and golf car needs.
Lads. Up your life with Lads. Lads. Up your life.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you pay too much.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC
we're brothers,
Fitness.
We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger folk, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table. Turn. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail, clientele the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. Who that, I got that flame. So don't worry about, no worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day. Everybody's ready for the fourth. We're getting ready, and we're starting it off with some big news. Chandler Parsons up out of here. The Memphis Grizzlies, ladies and gentlemen, have traded Chandler Parsons and that old fat contract over to Atlanta, John Martin. Do you come in here excited today? I heard Memphis and the callers with Jeff Calkins. It feels like euphoria.
It should.
Memphis sports scene getting even better.
It should, you know, because now you have the albatross off your neck in Chandler Parsons. The Chandler Parsons error is over. Mercifully, it is over. He is headed to the Atlanta Hawks in exchange for Miles Plumlee and Solomon Hill.
Oh, listen, it doesn't matter what is coming back. Well, exactly.
We don't even need to go through what those two did. It doesn't matter. Chandler Parsons is just off the team. And that is, you know, when you're trying to go young and you're tearing down and you're depending on the development of Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr., this is the best thing that you could have done.
Another shrewd move.
By that
new front office. ZZ Kleiman making a fan out of me.
Man, ZZ Kleiman, man. He went to the Atlanta Hawks front office. He opened up his jacket. He said, you want that gold watch? And they said, well,
like
sure.
A street hustle.
I like
we
that thing.
Street we
hustling.
Would love a gold watch.
Well done.
And then your wrist turned green.
They can find out about that later.
That's what ZZ Kleiman is doing with the Memphis Grizzlies right now. In all seriousness, you have to say that this front office, their approval rating just went through the roof. Like there's a hole
it's
in
gone up again
because of what the Grizzlies are doing right now.
Yep.
Chandler Parsons is out officially. We will touch on that here momentarily. We got a big show planned for you today. The penultimate show before the 4th of July. It is an absolute firecracker of a show.
Go USA Women's Soccer.
Sip,
there you go.
Sip your tea because we have a big one planned for you today.
All right.
At 11:25, we're going to be joined in studio by Jeff Calkins. Normally, we are joined by Jeff Calkins on Thursdays, but obviously tomorrow is a holiday, so we're going to move things up.
And in studio, what a treat.
He declared his independence from Instagram models. I don't think that was necessary. I think that was probably a little too much. You don't have to declare your independence from the Instagram. They didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. But we will talk to Jeff Calkins in studio at 11:25. We're going to take your calls at 12:25.
Yep, get it out.
Warm up. We'll talk to y'all at 12:25. And then at 12:45, we are scheduled to be joined in studio by Dallas Cowboys rookie Tony Pollard. He is back in Memphis, obviously, training camp getting underway here very soon. So he's back home for the last time before training camp.
We're making Cowboy fans happy these last couple of days.
Yes, we are delivering on that front.
And look, we're always happy to talk to Tony Pollard. He's a Tiger and a home run hitter. He should be good down there in Dallas.
And who knows? I mean, he may, depending on what happens with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, if you don't watch his stuff, Ezekiel Elliott. There'll be more carries for Tony Pollard.
It's like D'Angelo Williams with Le'Veon Bell. Like, you just knew Le'Veon Bell was always going to start the season on the suspended list because he's smoking weed. Like, you just knew that was going to happen.
Sometimes the apology works better before you go do the meeting, because when you do the apology after the meeting, it looks like the man just told you to do the apology.
That's what happened. Makes
it ring a little hollow.
I agree completely. He met with the commissioner. He met with Roger Goodell yesterday about this incident. Roger Goodell said, listen, we're not going to suspend you, but you have to deliver a written apology, and he did. And so it's like, yeah, you're not sorry that it happened. You're sorry you got caught.
Oh.
That's really what that boils down to. But anyway, we'll talk to Tony Pollard, Dallas Cowboys rookie,
stay out of the mess.
At 12:45. And then at 1 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, it is one of the greatest things we have ever done on this show. Maybe. We don't
know. You say that every week.
Well, you know, got to sell it, man. Got to sell it. If you don't believe in you, who will, right?
Oh, that's true. I feel like I'm the only one that believes in me today.
No, I believe in you today. My wife doesn't.
Oh. She's mad at you. She thinks this is a setup. I explained to my wife, look, it was me running my mouth. If God's got it in for anyone today, it's your husband. But she blames you, John. She says that you should be doing the eating at 1 o'clock.
Don't blame John. He put this on himself.
Faith, if you're listening out there.
I explained that to her all night.
You're going to be very excited about what I've done.
She still found a way to blame the white man.
Well, excited.
It's usually pretty easy. here's what we have going on. At 1 o'clock, we are having the, what are we calling it?
I mean, we've had some great names. I don't know.
Hash brown chow down?
That rings true.
All right, we're going to have.
One of my favorite foods, as you know.
We are going to have the hash brown chow down presented by Affordable Blinds.
Is that JT singing that?
At 1 o'clock.
That's a beautiful twist on it there, Brad, having JT do it for me.
That's the one that the producers gave me.
Speaking of twist, let's just get people up to speed really quickly before we get to Chandler Parsons. Yeah. Yesterday we were talking about the hot dog eating contest that's taking place, obviously, tomorrow on the 4th of July.
Saw the 30 for 30 last night. It was good.
And you stepped up to the plate, and you said, and you switched your hips, and you said, I could eat 50.
Didn't nobody switch hips, fool.
I could eat 50
No grown man came in here switching hips yesterday talking about hash browns.
You said, you said, I could eat 50 hash browns in one sitting.
I did say that. And put my, that's 2 feet in your mouth right there.
And I said, no, Jason, let's do half that. And you said, oh, man, nothing. Yeah. So
explain that to my wife, too. You kind of helped me bring the number down.
Yes, I did. I was looking out for you in this situation. So what we're going to do at 1 o'clock, Jason, we've already ordered the hash browns, okay?
Good. That's important.
Yeah, the video is up now.
We'll get to that in just a second.
Yeah. Okay. Video?
But 25 hash browns, and here's a twist. You're only committed to eating 25 in 10 minutes. That is the challenge.
Yep.
Okay. However, Chip Wiggins at Affordable Blinds has incentivized this.
Oh, my God, there's a twist.
He has thrown in extra cash.
What?
Here are the incentives.
I didn't think there were any cash
prizes
for me.
There's a prize pool.
What?
If you eat 25, you get nothing.
Well, but the satisfaction of 25 hash browns.
We're providing the hash browns.
That's what I woke up this morning thinking anyway, that I was getting nothing for eating my 25 other than some stomach growl.
30, however. If you eat 30 hash browns, it's just five more than your commitment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Chip Wiggins and Affordable Blinds are going to give you
$100.
$100? If you don't stop
That's generous of him. For five more,
If you eat 15 more than your commitment and get to 40.
40?
You will get $200.
Oh, that's like an appearance fee right there. Okay.
And if you can do
now
the
we're talking.
Entire 50, Ooh. Which
he's
is
giving,
what you said
he's bringing
you can do,
50 here,
he will give you $300.
Woo-hoo, that's a little lick there. That's a small lick.
That's a lot of fireworks,
Jason. From my world.
Whoa. That's a lot of fireworks in Raleigh.
Dude, anybody's
That'll
world.
Pay a good DTV bill right
Come
there.
Come on now.
I like that.
So, That is what's on the table for you at 1 o'clock.
Man, I appreciate that, Brother Wiggins. I don't think I'll be getting any kind of close to those numbers, just to be real honest with you.
I think this is a dangerous incentive,
but I appreciate the extra motivation there.
Dangerous?
No, I think it's
the way I'm getting to 50.
I'm being told there. I mean, people around the city are streaming this.
Yeah, because I've been running. They're ready for it. They're ready for it.
It is.
Please stop playing that one, though, Brad.
It is a moment in Memphis history.
You're gonna trigger me on that JT.
And you're not gonna want
to. I need to be focused, as you know.
Understand.
It's kind of like the warm-up to the hot dog eating contest.
Can I just say this, though? This is an eating contest. Don't sue anybody if you, like, get really over-the-top sick.
No, because he would have to sue himself.
You got to sign a waiver here. The company, I'm trying to be responsible here as a manager.
Folks been trying to psych me out this morning, sending big pictures of hash brown, making the hash brown look even bigger than it really is, trying to get in my head. I watched Kobayashi last night. I watched my man Chestnut. I've been inspired. I've got a technique. I'm going to apply.
Go.
And we will win the challenge. 25 I'm doing in 10 minutes. You can't tell me how to eat them.
How can I tell you how to eat them?
I heard you trying to tell Jeff Calkins what's cheating or not. If it all goes down,
I agree with
it's
that.
A win.
Yeah, all right, so that's taking place at 1 o'clock. And then if we can do it, if you survive to the next segment, we'll be joined by Anthony Sane.
I don't know why we did it with more work to do after.
Yeah, I don't know when it's the best time to do it. So anyway, that is the show today. It's going to be a hell of a show. There's no question about it. And can't wait till 1 o'clock. Just trying to get to 1 o'clock. Chandler Parsons is gone, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey,
Chandler Parsons, one of the worst NBA contracts of all time. Obviously, represented a lot of hope when it happened, right?
Particularly from you.
Yes,
particularly from me. You were one of the most giddy. Hideous.
But he has been dealt to the Atlanta Hawks in exchange for Miles Plumlee and Solomon Hill. But again, those don't matter. What really only matters is that Chandler Parsons' time in Memphis has mercifully come to an end. And it will be remembered by Chan Kuhn. It will be remembered by him not agreeing to play in the G League. It will be remembered by his outfits on the bench. That's about it.
The TMZ report, all that stuff, can you kind of put it into the same file?
Yes.
You know, that there was really more on that, and that got us more into talking in an uproar than anything he did on the court.
Yes.
That pump fakes all day long, one of the calls called him, Jeff, that resonated with me. It's one of the things, the frustrations with him was just take the dang shot.
Yep.
Just a lot of hoping and wishing and praying and none of it coming through for you with that 3 years of Chandler Parsons. So it's nice. It feels like a relief to get it off your back. I don't think any of us thought it was going to come this early. Or this soon. I think we figured maybe you get to the trade deadline, maybe you move off of it, or maybe you just wait till the end of the year, just eat it up because it kind of is what it is.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Atlanta Hawks, obviously, and great job clearly by that front office and old ZZ Kleiman. Shrewd moves. He continues to pull them off.
We actually did the math before the show started about Chandler Parsons. In his 3 years with the Memphis Grizzlies, it was every year was kind of structured with a different number. It was a 4-year, $94 million deal, but some years he made more than others, obviously. He made a total in his 3 years at Memphis, $69.3 million.
Yes, we've rounded that off.
And when you round that off, he made Chandler Parsons $101,762.11 per point with the Memphis Grizzlies.
What?
So over $100,000 a point with the Grizzlies.
Earned
$37,218.05 per minute played.
Hold on, that's like 5 years for me in Imperial.
Exactly. It is definitely 5 years.
It's disgusting when you hear those numbers. That's disgusting.
So let's just do 37,218 times 60. So that would be
an
hourly.
What he was making per minute.
That's an hourly
per
wage.
Per minute.
That's an hourly wage of $2.2 million on the court.
You should put this
my God.
You know, you should put this kind of stuff on Twitter. It'd be like a Darren Revell tweeted. Go viral, right?
I put it on Twitter.
You've already done it.
But it's so revolting to the average person, though. I mean, listening.
Well,
it's disgusting.
That is why.
Well, again, you're going to hold
I don't give a crap about it.
You got to be mad at the Grizzlies. Don't be mad at Chandler Parsons on that
one. You got to take the deal, right?
Fizdale, Chris Wallace, the people who are responsible are obviously no longer in charge.
Telling us? I mean, it's almost an art form. Eddie Johnson wrote a chapter on it about stealing from me. And in this case,
I would love to know
the guy.
I would love to know the behind the music on this one, though. The what did they do and what did they really do in terms of the medical stuff?
Well, okay, so I will say this.
What did they know and what did they
hope? What did you know? Really?
I don't blame Chandler Parsons for taking the contract.
I'm saying you can't really be mad at him.
Yeah. Obviously, that blame falls on the Grizzlies for offering him a deal they clearly did not have to offer him. You know, Portland did not offer him a max contract. The Grizzlies did. So that is where the blame should fall. However, what we don't as a community and as a city in Memphis accept or tolerate is excuses.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we don't accept.
Right.
Because you took the contract.
Absolutely.
You did accept the contract. And so you have to understand that in this particular market, in this particular town, that everything is so hard to come by for so many of us in this city that we are not going to accept, oh, I wish I could play. Oh, I want to play. Oh, yeah. You know, that is not something that will fly in this community more than any other.
Look, that contract and that production, John, quite frankly, wasn't going to fly in any town.
Yes.
Any town would have
vilified.
There's no question. I mean, that isn't just unique to Memphis.
That's true.
But to your point about it, when you I don't even want to go as far as to say he rubbed our noses in it with the sort of Chan Kun stuff, you know what I mean? Because that's his style. You know what I'm saying? It's sort of that TMZ style. It's sort of how he came up, and it's sort of that Cali style of his that, you know, did we want him to change coming to Memphis? Were we expecting him all of a sudden to be grit and grind and let me show, you know what I'm saying, and change who he was?
Sure.
That wasn't going to happen. But to your point, there were times there, and look, he wrote the apology letter for it.
Yeah.
There were times there where it felt like, hey, you're kind of rubbing our noses in this. The tweet at Portland,
that
was the one where he hit the lottery about
sure.
the money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. So he didn't earn himself any favor when it came to the fans. He tried to with the videos. Hey, John, I'm coming back. I'm fighting hard. I'm doing all that. He tried to do it that way.
But the Players Tribune
article. Memphis and in other places, yes, you cannot do it by just talking. We have to see the production. But to that point, it's not just unique to Memphis. Anybody would have hated on this guy that contract and whatever NBA city he was in.
Yes, and so it's over. And I think that is just that. That's
unfortunate.
It's
unfortunate.
It's more than anything else. It's closure.
Thank goodness it's off the books.
Yes.
Because, again, you were handicapped because as a result of it. Quite frankly, the moves that you could make, the financial flexibility that you did not have, and that's why you saw many of the dumb moves hoping to win right now as a result of this thing. It wasn't just him and his money. It's the other silly moves you had to make because of his money and the other ones being all tied up that kept you in this sort of mess for longer than you needed to be. It's a happy day in Memphis.
It is a brilliant day in the city of Memphis. And you know, now people can move on. You know, that's why I didn't, whenever I would see, like, the Ibiza yacht stuff, like, it didn't bother me because, you know.
You checked out on it.
You should have moved on from Chandler a long time ago. You know, it became very obvious, I mean, after year one, really, that this was going to always be a sunk cost. Like, this was always going to be one of the worst contracts in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was never going to give you what you thought you were getting. And again, not to revise history, because I understand why the Grizzlies did what they did in pursuing him. Because let's flash back to that year. You had Zach, you had Tony, you had Mike, you had Mark. You know, you were competitive against the Warriors in the playoffs. You know, you felt good. You just needed a perimeter threat to kind of, you know, to put yourself over that hump, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Chandler in many ways represented when healthy. The problem is, the conversation with Chandler always was if and when healthy in Memphis.
Turns out it was a mirage in terms of what you thought he could be. We all said it was the right move then. We can't revise history and say, I told, there's some of us probably out here, a few of us that can honestly raise their hand and say this is a bad move from the jump that maybe believed, you know, with Portland and they're sort of dancing with it. No, let's not do this. But the majority of us, if we're holding our hands up and being honest here, we're saying this is what you got to do if you're Memphis. This is your big shot. You have to take it. Because you don't, as a small market club, you don't have the opportunity to get this level of free agent ever. So you got to do it. To John's point, you had what felt like a ready-made situation for him to plug in. And so you can't, it's almost like we sit here and blame them for doing it when we were all in at the very at the point they did it, for the most part. I think the majority of us were. That's why I keep going back. Unfortunate situation, yes. One of the worst deals in sports right now. There's no question about it. But I'm not sure they could have avoided it because at that point it was almost like drafting Ja. You'd gone so far down that road with your team feeling like, man, this will be the last thing to put us over the hump. Your fan base feeling that way. You almost had no choice. It's unfortunate the way it worked out. Again, just glad it's over. Just glad it's over because now you can really move on.
Yeah, and as we were talking about with the front office, I mean, they have not, other than off the court, right, the press conference and then the removal
that's
of guys.
That's the basketball operate day-to-day stuff.
Yeah, they moved on.
Right?
Yeah.
And how much can you hold that against them when what they're ultimately going to be judged on exactly, John, is the stuff they do
absolutely
with the team, with this roster.
I mean, they deserve credit. They do.
Yeah,
they deserve a ton of credit.
Sure. Because, You're checking in the approval box on this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the Marc Gasol trade, we're going to give Zach Kleiman credit for that, you know, because at that time the report was that he was sort of making those calls.
Mm-hmm.
So the Marc Gasol trade.
We got that from Windhorst. And yes. That's why we've sort of always based it that it, you know, at least give that one to Kleiman as well.
So that one was a win for the Grizzlies with Jonas, and we'll see what happens with DeLon Wright. So that was a good one.
It appears you're going to have both back.
Yes.
And
yes.
still as part of this team. That's a good thing.
The Mike Conley trade, you know, and it is good, and it stands to get even better.
Keeps growing by the day, it feels like.
Stands to get even better.
You flip Iguodala, you get more for that.
Andre Iguodala, that trade, you got a first-round pick for that in 2024, mm-hmm. which, you know, never say never, but it could actually end up being a good one. You know, because that's 5 years from now.
Right. Steph will be mid-30s, 36 or something like that.
I mean, how long can he really, you know, how long can that team be awesome? You know, I think you have to ask that question. So, What the Grizzlies front office has done, I mean, you just have to give them a ton of credit, and it's not an accident. They make these changes, and new voices are in the room, old voices are reassigned or moved elsewhere or leave the city, and there's been a ton of success.
We keep saying front office, and I want to make this point too. I made it with Jeffrey Wright the other day. You have to give, you can't give it all to Kleiman, because you have to give a little bit to the guy above him that actually makes the decision finally to look in the mirror and say, I've got to go a new way, mm-hmm. and not just go a new way, but really give them the freedom, give this guy the freedom to have a clean slate, to do it his way, right? Because, John, until Robert Parra changes his mind from we can win 50 games to we really need to readjust, reset, and mm-hmm. restart this thing, then it doesn't matter what – who you've got in that front office. It doesn't matter who's in that role, John, until that guy up there decides. And so give him a little credit, too. I know we beat him down quite a bit for, you know, not showing up. Hey, when are you going to talk? Where's your vision, Robert Parra? But give him credit for the change of heart here because, again, it doesn't trickle down, doesn't get to Kleiman allowing to make these moves, get this clean slate. If Robert Parra doesn't go from, hey, man, we can win 50 games right now, let's keep trying to compete and keep being wrong there to this right here. I mean, again, you had to have that sort of change in approach if you're Robert Parra to get here. A little bit of credit to him as well.
Yeah, so Chandler Parsons is gone. The era is over with the Memphis Grizzlies, and we can move on with our lives. Now, listen, it's...
Make some good ATL shopping recommendations.
Yeah, it's
good. Got some nice shopping in ATL for Chandler.
Yeah.
Good food spots. Southern
that fits
still,
him a little better.
Get that Southern cooking a little bit. I don't know if it... does it?
The South
they're a little
totally
bit more
fit
Hollywood
him,
than us.
It's closer to Florida.
Still the South.
I mean, no, he's from Florida.
More metropolitan-ish.
So he can shoot down to Florida pretty fast.
There you go. Chandler Parsons is gone. No more hearing about how he wants to play. No more Cancun. No more
watching them workout videos.
Yeah, going to Germany. It's not your problem anymore, Memphis. Congratulations. We will take your calls in the second hour. We'll come back with Jeff Calkins in studio. That's next. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, and we're proud to serve you this 4th of July as we celebrate our independence on air in Memphis on 92.9 FM, 680 AM, and on the radio.com app. Free agency coverage live. Memphis's NBA station is 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason Smith.
Well, hello there.
John Martin.
You got to do better.
Middays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN.
There's a chance your local GEICO agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What?
But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. Happens all the time. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Hi, I'm Paul. I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Another wireless ad. I know how you feel. And it seems like they're always full of this complicated, tricky language about their networks and offers and blah, blah, blah. Well, Sprint is going to do things differently and let you decide for yourself with their new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or your money back. See? Simple. Now get both Sprint's unlimited plan and the all-new Samsung Galaxy S10e included for just $35 per month per line for 5 lines. So switch now. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
30-day guarantee with new line of service. S10e, 128GB, $15 a month after $16.25 a month credit for 18 months credit applied within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20, pay $32 a month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
No one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Because there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the fourth.
Brad is fully embraced. This is a Katy Perry song called Firework.
I know it.
You get it? Yeah, Brad has fully embraced the holiday. He's a patriot. So,
Do you have the music for Independence Day? Do you have the
Independence Day?
Yeah, find the music for like the Independence Day theme.
Okay.
You know the movie,
oh,
the Independence
that one.
Day
okay,
movie. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when Pullman's doing the speech.
Okay, I'm gonna do the speech.
I'm gonna do the speech.
Hold on a second.
I don't know. That's kind of gonna be a mess.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you what?
Theme,
what?
I mean, it's gonna just kind of be a mess. Well, who cares?
Oh, okay, fine. I'll leave.
A lot going on here.
I'll leave.
I'll take this one off.
No, I don't want you to leave.
That's fine. I'll leave. I'll just leave.
I want you to stay, but I want. Is this it? Is this what you're looking for?
I don't know if it's the right one. Is this the one?
This is why I was saying it's gonna be a mess.
What was the one that was playing underneath when he gave the speech?
Like, it's a very specific request here.
This one be good enough.
Oh, okay.
Well, go ahead.
No, 1996 victory theme, Independence Day.
Jeff, go ahead. Do that one.
Jeff wants to do something.
My fellow Memphians, perhaps it is fate that today is the 3rd of July and the Grizzlies have reached an agreement to deal Chandler Parsons to the Atlanta Hawks. And shall that trade go through, and there's no reason to think it will not, the 3rd of July will no longer be known as the day before the 4th of July, but as the day when the Grizzlies declared in one voice, we will not go limping into the night. We will not head to Cancun on a chartered flight. We are going to grind on with players who want to actually be here. Today, we celebrate our Chandler Parsons Independence Day.
That was
Hear ye, hear ye.
That was awesome. I have chills.
I might cry. Me too.
I might cry.
I feel like I was just listening to.
Oh, you want the old school like that? Do you guys got some patriotic, old school patriotic music?
Yeah, I can find that. Yeah, sure.
This is a little bit.
Old patriotic music.
I feel like we have to pay for this.
I feel like I was just listening to James Madison.
American
Patriotic St. Marches?
This is
the national anthem.
Oh, sorry. It's Ed Marches. Sorry.
A little too corny, Brad. I don't know if Jeff's feeling it, man.
A little parade.
No vibe on that?
How about some drumming? What? Okay. Fife and drum. Fife and drum music. Go for fife and drum music.
How about taps?
There we go.
Nope.
See if there's fife and drum. Fife and drum.
Look, Brad, Jeff is very specific.
I want fife and drum music.
Okay. If you cannot find
old guard fife and drum.
That's it. Yeah, play old guard fife and drum. Old guard fife and drum. Here we go.
I mean, what do you look at on YouTube when you're at home? It's just very weird.
A lot of fife and drum.
Is this it?
This will work fine, brother. When in the course of basketball events, it becomes necessary for one franchise to dissolve the contractual bands which have connected them to an entitled tone-deaf whiner, a decent respect to the opinions of Grizz Nation requires that we should declare the causes which impel us to the separation. So we declare our independence from a $94 million contract. We declare our independence from pump fakes that nobody bought. We declare our independence from Instagram models sitting courtside. We declare our independence from stories in the national media explaining just how hard Parsons is working between parties. We declare our independence from locker room leaks. We declare our independence from twerking and TMZ. We declare our independence from pandering letters in the Players' Tribune explaining just how much Parsons wanted to be in Memphis. We declare our independence from the second biggest mistake the Grizzlies franchise ever made. We hereby, as Grizz Nation, declare the bonds which end the Parsons formally severed. That's a little more old school.
Yeah, yeah, no. That was... Yes. Yay.
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 Yay. Yay.
Yay. Yay. Yay. Yay.
I second that motion.
Right. Exactly.
Am I doing that right?
Yeah, that's good. The yay was perfect.
Jason, do you want to yay that as well?
Oh, I did.
Yay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw him yaying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Although, let's be honest, 3/5 of a vote.
Yeah.
Oh no, we're full voting now.
If we're going back to old times.
My gosh.
Was that women?
John just left the building. Did he just fart in there or something? What is
he
doing?
If
John literally just walked out.
Did women get 3/5 of a vote?
I think women did.
In the olden days. Here's the thing.
We nay that one.
He's the olden. The olden days.
Jeff always takes us back, doesn't he?
He weren't so great.
Keeps us off
my
race.
Point is the old.
John just
the olden
in the
days
studio.
Weren't so great. Is my point.
Oh, no, they were not good.
No.
And Jeff constantly reminds us.
That's why he wasn't yaying.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. So full vote.
Full vote. Thank you.
Full hash brown. In fact, you're going to get 25 hash browns.
25 hash browns.
I saw
that you ordered them.
Yeah, so.
Oh, it's happening.
You know what? That's the beauty of America in 2019. You can order hash browns and be black. You know, it's
were
amazing.
They surprised when they walked up and ordered? Were you calling the order? Did you walk up and make the order?
We did it over the phone.
Over the phone. Were they surprised? Did they think it was a prank?
No, not really. There wasn't because it was Brad. You know, Brad.
I do think we got screwed on the pricing on this.
What do you mean? You didn't get a deal?
It's $72, basically $71 for 50 hash brown. I thought it was $1 a hash brown at max. So how are we getting screwed by McDonald's on this?
Affordable Blinds is sponsoring it, so you're fine.
Yeah, I know it's cool. Their money, but I'm trying to be frugal for the client's sake.
I don't know.
Grateful the client is paying.
No, I like Affordable Blinds. Let me be clear, but I'm just talking about the McDonald's pricing here.
How did you prepare?
I was supposed to fast last night. That was the actual
supposed
approach,
to, but you didn't.
Oh, ate a little Chinese, a little fried
Chinese!
Rice. So I got it in order a little
fried
bit.
Fried rice!
Yeah.
That stomach.
So
this morning.
It's like a cauldron.
This morning when I woke up, the stomach was already churning.
Anticipation.
Well, and with that load management of the Chinese food and then getting ready for this. And so I've actually put my stomach on high alert. It's already clearly.
Oh, you think the right way to go was to put it on high alert?
Well,
Prepare it.
I'm not like this. I kind of talked myself into this one, so there was no big training regimen I could do for a week or anything. First, the plan was don't eat. I got hungry last night. Wife brought Chinese, so we did the fried rice thing. There's a nice little mix in there right now that I'm going to put these potatoes down on.
That's beautiful.
This is going to be a disaster.
You set a foundation down. You know what?
Yeah.
If he's got foundation problems, you should call Redeemer's Group.
That's right.
You laying down the foundation of Chinese food, that's not going to hold.
There
you're
going
to have cracks in the
I think I'm going to be all right.
And the walls of your stomach.
And the walls of your stomach.
I have not had anything to eat today. I have not had anything to eat today. Should be pretty hungry by the time 1 o'clock rolls.
This is going to be exciting.
People really.
What a day this has become.
What a day it has become.
Unbelievable.
People really love your independent speeches.
Yeah, it's getting good reviews on social media.
Why wouldn't it?
I mean, it's like you're like a Constitution writer almost.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't
Which founding father do you identify with most?
I'm kind of a Ben Franklin type myself with the glasses. You know?
Yes, yes.
I'm not really, I'm not hip. I'm not that hip. I'm not as hip as Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
He was too cool looking,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not, I don't have the courage of George Washington.
Yes.
None of the courage of George Washington. And so I got to go Ben Franklin.
Okay.
But I'm not inventive. He was inventive. Mm-hmm. I'm not inventive.
Well, I think that's as close as you.
But I could write an almanac. He wrote an almanac.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I think you and Ben Franklin have a lot in common, actually. So yep. this is if you have. So is this going to be on the Daily Memphian a little bit later today? The full speech.
I confess. Now it's honestly like it's better with the audio. I can't put the music.
We're gonna have a headliner for you later. So yeah, we'll get it together.
And the delivery was a big part of that.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. Well, they are a multimedia company. They should actually take the podcast and put it up.
In fact, I've given you for the first half of my column. I got to go write the second half as soon as I get off with y'all.
I've done some math for you. You wrote a speech. We've done some math for you.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so it's...
I'm going to use the math. I'm going to steal that, throw it in here.
It's $101,762.11 per point with the Grizzlies.
Mm.
And it's $37,218.05 per minute played. So good work if you can get it.
Good work if you can get it. Now, are we being too hard on Chandler Parsons? He just took the money he was offered, and then he just went and had a good time, which anyone would do if they had $94 million and lots of free time. Are we being, devil's advocate here, representing the crown, are we being too hard on Chandler?
Well, let's go to the godly man.
What does godly have to do with it?
Well, I think that's part of it.
Okay.
It's more thoughtful, Jeff.
I think so. I think you're open to public criticism when you've got a contract that big. If you're talking about are we as Memphis, is this some moral obligation that we've got to take it easy on him? But for those of us saying he signed the contract, it's the Grizzlies that paid it.
Who was the dude, the Washington Red? Who was the former? He played at Tennessee, right? It was the Redskins signed.
Haynesworth.
Okay. Yeah. Now, he, you could ridicule him because he got fat, didn't he?
He was already kind of fat.
But he didn't live up to his contract for lack of effort and performance.
Correct.
It wasn't because he got hurt, right?
Right.
Is it not different that he didn't live up to the contract because he didn't get injured? He was injured when he signed the contract.
Yes, that is true.
He had to limp over to the table to sign the damn thing.
That's the difference, is that it's we put this more on the Grizzlies for signing him in the first place because of physically.
Yeah,
because of what the knee represents.
And then he did not behave.
Chandler did not decide for the knee to go out.
He did not behave well.
And that's the problem.
Right, right. Especially in this city.
Tone deaf.
Yes. I don't ever think he fully grasped like the makeup of the city, you know, and he didn't act accordingly. And I do think that was the point I made in the open. It's like maybe Jason's right. It wouldn't fly anywhere, but especially in Memphis where everything we work for everything we have, you know, we don't have Hollywood, and we don't have all these nice clubs. You know, we got level two. You know what I'm saying? That's what we have in Memphis.
Is that a club?
Yes, it's a club. So, exactly. You don't even know what it is or where it is. So, you know,
I'm Ben Franklin. He said Ben Franklin didn't go to level two.
You were going to catch him at level two. That's a good point.
James Madison might be out at level two, but you're not catching Ben Franklin at level two.
Yeah, so I actually do think that
Alexander Hamilton, when he was left alone that summer, he might have been off at level two.
Possible.
Between his writing.
Yes. But I do think that, you know, Taylor's not a bad guy. Like, he's not a bad person. It's just like his personality never really fit with the city or with the
team. He's not a bad person. He is a tone-deaf person. And I do think he handled his banishment particularly poorly last year. He was taking shots. They're handing him $94 million.
Mm-hmm.
And all they asked him to do was go play freaking games.
Absolutely.
And at that point, you do whatever you
frankly, you don't deserve an end date.
Yeah, you don't deserve an end date.
Given what you...
They didn't say go indefinitely. They said go for 3 games. They didn't promise him at the end of 3 games that he would become a starter.
Right.
But he did.
Yes.
It wasn't an indefinite to the G League.
Absolutely.
And he had way too high opinion of himself and not nearly enough gratitude.
No question.
Given the situation that he was in.
How high of an opinion do you have of Zach Kline, and has that gone up even more with this
Much
move?
More. Yeah, yeah. Well, they had Truth to do move. This. And psychologically, this is important, just to clear the decks. You couldn't, there was no way Chandler Parsons was going to be part of this team this year. You just couldn't have it with a new approach to everything. You couldn't, in opening day when they introduce all the Grizzlies, you could not have Chandler Parsons introduced as one of the Grizzlies. Like, no. I mean, even his final interview, he was taking shots at the Grizzlies. He was like, I haven't talked to management, whatever, you know. And, yeah, the hell with him.
Level two is closed.
Oh. So, I never even got
there. We don't have anything.
You know what? I never got the Platinum Plus. Closed.
Damn.
Level two. Closed.
Yeah. Well, you got – there's still options for you if that's the route you want to go.
If I want to go clubbing, where would I go?
Bro, I honestly have no idea. I am married. You cannot possibly be more married than me at 28. I am married as hell, so I don't know.
Let me ask you this. With Hashim Thabeet, we ridiculed him, right? But not as much as Chandler because he wasn't – you know what the interesting thing is? Hashim was ridiculed for going to the mall and taking social media that I'm at the mall during the Rising Stars game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that you are incapable of delivering.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you are on social media showing yourself – having a good time when you should be delivering.
Absolutely.
And you can't do in this modern day and age. You just cannot do that.
You kind of have to bury your head
in this
sand.
City. You have to, you can go have fun. You can go have fun. You just don't be freaking twerk. Don't be taking pictures.
Like, don't flaunt it.
Yeah.
You know, not twerk. You can twerk, just don't flaunt it. You know what I mean?
Can you twerk?
Sure.
You can?
Yeah. I mean, Chandler wasn't twerking. He just had girls on the boat who were
twerking.
I mean, I don't begrudge him that. See, and I also reject one.
He can be on the boat.
I reject one snippet of your speech that, again, was I want to say it was brilliant. But I don't necessarily want to free myself from Instagram models.
Oh, you like them?
I mean.
Bella Thorne taking pictures of herself in the bathroom.
Like, what harm are they really doing in the situation?
No, it's all part of the tone deafness.
Well, again.
Given that they would have been. If he was dropping in 22 points a game, we would have loved
Look,
Instagram
I got models. I got news for you. You're not free of Instagram models because Dylan Brooks.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. You know what I mean? He apparently just got a second one pregnant. That's the report.
What?
Wow.
That's the report.
Hold up. Is that
true? Hold on.
That's the report.
What?
Second one? He has two pregnant Instagram
models?
That's
what I saw on Black Sports Online.
Dude.
But again.
Go call it up right now. Read the story.
Well, you know how Black Sports Online is. It's hard to get to that damn thing.
I don't know how it is.
Well,
I don't know how to get to level two either, for that matter.
Well, it's closed. That's why you're
Hold on. This is breaking news here.
This is not really.
It's going to be a mess.
Fair. But the report is from Black Sports Online that Dylan Brooks gets a second IG model pregnant in 6 months.
And
that's
productive.
He gets them pregnant as fast as Jason eats hash browns.
No, this is
we're gonna see about
I'm
that.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what's uglier, Jason eating hash browns or this story, because
right.
Memphis Grizzlies. This is according to BSO. Memphis Grizzlies forward Dylan Brooks and his Instagram model girlfriend Heather were expecting. She posted a picture of the ultrasound on her Instagram story and tagged
sweet.
Him in it.
Oh, there you go.
The happy times for the couple didn't last. Brooks allegedly broke things off with Heather after one of his exes started threatening her and their baby. That's when Brooks started dating a Polish woman who goes by C. He then got her pregnant as well, and we have the text messages of her discussing it.
Man, rap that rascal.
So that is according to
BSO. C? How do you spell C?
It's just the word. It's just the letter C.
I go by G.
Yeah.
From now on, I'm going to be G. Or else maybe B is for Ben.
So my main point is that you're not quite independent of the Instagram models yet.
Okay.
That's my major point with the Grizzlies.
Pump fakes?
You're definitely done with pump fakes. You are definitely.
Anything else I should be declaring my independence from?
Yeah, I think you nailed it mostly. I think you nailed it. Were you surprised by the sheer like joy? You took calls and it was just like sheer joy.
I did think there were. Well, what was interesting is that I've been one of the chief Chandler Parsons haters out there. And when I would write, I just looked up one of the columns I wrote about it when he came back. And the responses to it were Jeff Calkins being a hater, blah, 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 right? There was this cadre of people who were, you just wait, he should be back and playing, he can contribute. And I always thought those people were completely delusional, like people who thought, and I don't think they understood how destructive he was being to the culture. So I did think there were more people out there who were on Chandler's side, whereas when I took calls, I did not get anyone who was – everyone intellectually understands that the fault here, not lies, not with Chandler Parsons, but with the Grizzlies management, period.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
That is the larger fault. Mm-hmm. It is not Chandler's fault.
What did you think? Let's just go back to that summer
but
day.
But he's easier to fun to hate.
Let's go back to that summer day when they signed him. Because you and I
wrote a good, I wrote a column saying, "Woohoo!
We actually
picked Memphis over Portland."
Exactly. I was just gonna say, you know, that I shudder at my tweets from that day.
You went back and looked at them.
Are they bad? I know what I said.
Yeah, I wrote a column. I will never believe me. I'm not reading that one out loud. But in fairness to us, we didn't know the medicals. We didn't have the medicals.
Right.
You can sort of.
Neither did the Grizzlies.
You kind of assume that the Grizzlies, when you're celebrating, that the Grizzlies have done their due diligence to know what they're getting. So I didn't assume they were getting a gimpy, broken down Chandler Parsons. I assumed that they'd looked at the medicals, decided he'd be healthy, and away we go.
I tweeted this. You want me to read it?
Mm-hmm.
A free agent Chandler Parsons choosing the Grizzlies legitimately makes this. Oh God!
You wanted his socks too.
Legitimately makes this a historic day in Memphis.
There it is. Historic.
But it wasn't
cold
wrong.
Takes. Oh.
But it wasn't wrong.
Damn.
It's true. Just a different kind of way.
But I'll raise my hand and I admit in a positive way.
Mm-hmm. Cold takes exposed, and you're exposing your own cold takes.
Yeah, it's better when you do it that way.
Sure.
Yeah. It's inoculating yourself from other people doing it.
And this to the great Memphis sports you were just writing about. How's the greatest sports time ever for Memphis? You just throw this right into the heap, right? Getting rid of Chandler Parsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. 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 No, this is good. It represents a fresh start.
Absolutely. Does.
It's consistent with
symbolic.
It's symbolic. Yep. Yeah. He wasn't going to be relevant either way. It just represents a fresh start.
Yeah. So there you go, man. Chandler Parsons is gone, and Jeff Coggins is going to have some speeches for you.
You should include the audio book when you put
people
out the
really
column.
Loved it.
You said it was going to be a mess. Take that
back.
Well,
no, I'm not
Take
you.
Take that back.
The music select.
Music was great.
Okay, it was not a mess.
It was not a mess. You
Thank
little
you.
Faith.
Thank you. Know,
but did people think America would come to be the country that it is today? People probably thought America.
Scrappy little America coming together like that on the fly, just like.
People thought it was going to be a mess, too.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
And they, guess what?
Right.
Look at it now. I don't know what it is now, but look at it.
Now it's drinking tea and beating the hell out of the Brits.
Where a white man and a black man can do a radio show together, and the white man can watch a black man eat 25 hash browns in 10 minutes, maybe.
All right, good luck. Good luck, man. Knock yourself out.
All right, man. Thanks. He is Jeff Calkins. Read his stuff over at DailyMemphian.com and listen to his show from 9 to 11 here on 92.9. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies have made their pick.
With the second pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
He's the best passer in this draft, averages 10 assists a game. I think he's Patrick Mahomes. Pass with either hand, really creative. He just doesn't see angles. He creates them for himself.
Ja Morant is the guard of the future. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Built Ford Tough F-Series have been the best-selling trucks for 42 years straight. And for good reason. The Ford F-150 is the only truck in its class with best-in-class towing and payload. Drive it like a Ford. When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation, towing and payload are independent attributes and may not be achieved simultaneously. The 2019 Ford F-150, built with a host of features designed to take on work, play, and everything in between. Drive it with the confidence of Enhanced Active Park Assist, and drive it with the smart capability of Pro Trailer Backup Assist. Simply put, F-150 makes tough jobs look easy. No wonder the competition is always in a scramble to follow the leader. Drive one home with big savings and low financing. Visit buyfordnow.com or your local Ford dealer.
The Fitz Casino and Hotel invite you to celebrate the 4th on the 3rd with their 10th annual free fireworks spectacular. It's right on the front lawn of the Fitz on Wednesday, July 3rd, and it is gonna be, well, spectacular. So sit back, kick back, and or lay back and watch as the Fitz lights the night above the river with a whole bunch of rockets' red glare just a-bursting in air. The whole shebang starts off at 6 o'clock, and the sky comes alive at dusk. Besides all the boom-boom in the sky, there'll be a free concert, party favors, a beer garden, and lots of barbecue. It's the biggest and best fireworks show around, people. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring your family, bring your friends. Heck, bring people you don't even like. Because you know something? They'll be your friends before the night's over. And it goes without saying, there's a ton of free parking and a ton of fun. The 10th Annual Free Fireworks Spectacular, Wednesday, July 3rd at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
We have to talk about it.
Nope, I don't wanna.
We have to.
No.
But we need life insurance.
La, 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 la. I am not listening to you.
So you don't love me then?
What? Oh, fine. We need life insurance, but all the paperwork, it's such a pain.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos? Is that some kind of yoga thing?
No, Ethos is life insurance for people like us.
Like us?
People who don't have time for fine print, insurance jargon, and hidden fees.
Yeah, I pretty much hate all that stuff.
Of course you do. With Ethos, you can apply online, and there is a policy for every budget.
Really?
Yes. The online application only takes 10 minutes, and you'll be taking the first step in ensuring the kids and I'll be safe, even if something unexpected happens.
Ethos brings you choices that don't require an in-person meeting with an agent, and in most cases, there's no need for a doctor's appointment.
Feel better?
Yeah, I do.
Ethos, life insurance made simple. Apply online in just 10 minutes. Get a free instant quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com.
Hey, this is John Martin. I'm back to tell you about my favorite spot in Memphis, the Blue Monkey. In case you've forgotten, and you shouldn't forget, they have great burgers, some of the best in Memphis, especially the barbecue bacon burger with black Angus meat topped with melted cheddar cheese, crisp bacon, and tangy barbecue sauce. And also, don't forget Steak Night every Tuesday at the downtown location and Thursday at the midtown location. They offer a 7 or 10 ounce filet or 12 ounce and 16 ounce prime rib that is slow roasted and just plain awesome. On Steak Night, they also feature a choice of salad and a side. They got house made ranch dressing and the twice baked potato. I recommend both. They got two locations, 513 South Front Street downtown and 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown. And find them on the web at bluemonkeymemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey in Midtown this weekend. Friday night, it's Immaculate Conception. On Saturday, Brad Bergdahl.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We invite right up to the party, right up to the party, high.
It's lunchtime. Head on over 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road. Got a couple of choices there. Bartlett Raleigh, that Stage Road location is clutch and has been ever since it opened. They're both doing great. It's because they got the best chicken in town. Whole, party, boneless, however you like your wings. I do them boneless myself. Let's work that way, it feels like, to me. That's the way I like it. Billy Richmond going to do it the way you like it, more importantly. And he's going to do it, John, with the best premium flavors you ever tasted.
What is more patriotic than chicken wings, Jason?
Not too much. Nope.
What is more patriotic than premium flavors on chicken wings, like Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco 901? They got all kinds of amazing flavors out at the Wing Guru. So this 4th of July weekend, there is no better time to eat the Wing Guru.
No better time. There's never a better time, quite frankly. Listen, you got until, I think, the 7th this weekend to vote in the Memphis Most Contest. Hook our boy Billy Richmond up and give him a vote. Best wings in town. You be telling him the absolute truth, the gospel. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, so I am a glutton for punishment. I am trying to get to my old tweets from July 1, 2016, Jason. Because listen, I know you probably feel like we're coming down on you with the hash brown thing, and I want to throw myself on that pile. So I am looking for old tweets that I sent, because I did get really excited about Chandler Parsons. I remember it. I was still the producer for Jep. I remember, man.
I don't blame you. I mean, you know, you're white and you like white players, and again, the city was already excited, so we don't blame you.
Not that I don't like black players.
Of course you do.
But it's just when it's a white American.
You don't need
American,
to explain this and start feeling guilty. It makes you extra giddy.
Basketball player?
Yeah, you don't need to feel guilty about that.
It is a sense of, I don't know, fellowship. So mm-hmm. I tell kindred spirits.
It's what Sayan was talking about. You get giddy, but you don't. It's a strange phenomenon. We do not feel this way about Grayson Allen. He does not get that treatment, and so he's got to earn that. I'll be interested to see how that develops here as it's his time as a Grizzly, if he can earn that from you.
I have almost found all of them. I have almost found all of my tweets from that day. I mean, you weren't going to find anybody more excited, other than Chris Wallace in the Grizzlies front office, than I was about that damn thing.
I honestly don't even think I tweeted about it.
Well, you were the Tiger beat writer at the time.
Yep.
So you probably didn't have much to say on it. By the way, people are asking what that song was. That's "Welcome to the Party" by Diplo. That was from the Deadpool soundtrack, I want to say.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's a new one. Jason's been imploring me. He's been imploring me to add my songs to it because he feels like it dates us. Always that 70s.
My selections were based on you coming up with your half. And again, if I had been known, I was tasked with the whole selection of all the music. It would have been a much more range with me.
Oh,
I expected
God.
You to bring that side. So
I have found some tweets. I have found some tweets that I've sent. You want to go through some of them?
About Chandler?
Yes.
Come on, man.
How many
did you tweet?
A lot. I told you I tweet a lot. Okay, check it out. Oh, God. I just can't even believe that I am going to do this.
Let's hear them.
If you're a Grizzlies fan and you're complaining about the Chandler Parsons signing, you are the worst.
Oh.
Yes, Chandler Parsons has injury history, but I'd rather assume that risk than bank on West freaking Johnson. Be for real.
How many likes that get?
I don't know. I'm sure back in the day it got
19.
Back in the day, it probably did get a lot, Jason.
You're making it sound like there were quite a few people out there that were saying don't do this. Like you were talking to a pretty big segment of people.
One of the best things about free agency for the Grizzlies is that they didn't give Harrison Barnes a max deal. Man, I had some takes for you that day.
Bro, we're going to stop listening to you on Grizz in a minute. You keep reading these.
Let me see here.
If you don't like Grayson Allen, that means he's going to shine.
Maybe so. Maybe that's true. I can't see any more for right now. But
praise Jesus.
Just to give you a taste of how excited I was on that particular day. And I was sober, too. I was definitely not drinking because I think we still had work that week. But anyway, there you go.
We understand.
That's how I felt on Chandler Parsons. And it's over now. He is obviously now an Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
Headed to Atlanta.
You can move these two pieces you got.
That whole summer was just a mess for everybody. Solomon Hill got a bad deal. I mean, Solomon Hill got like 4 years, $48 million, and he's now Memphis Grizzlies. So but what you're doing is you're basically just – you're juggling a lot of bad contracts, but I think for the Grizzlies and for Chandler, it's just such a much-needed break, Mm-hmm. This is the divorce that we have really needed for both of these parties for quite some time, and now it's over.
Yeah, it's two smaller deals. Like I said, just fundamentally two smaller deals that hopefully make it a little bit easier to move should you elect to move them, or you can just sit on them, wait on them to expire. But hopefully there'll be some value there in being able to move a couple of smaller deals than Chandler's big one. Should be a little bit easier for that front office. I give him all the credit in the world. Kleiman's off to a great start. It's now looking like that approval rate. It goes up by the day for that front office. No question about it.
Yeah, and so there you go. We'll take your calls on Chandler Parsons a little bit later in the show. The Hash Brown Chowdown is happening, ladies and gentlemen. History is going to be made in Memphis. Jason, with about an hour out, how do you feel?
I'm on this Coke. I'm hungry. Like I said, the stomach churning's kind of slowed down a little bit. We're ready for food. Ready to dump it down the gullet at one.
Do you think you can do it?
Yes.
You said yesterday.
The 25. Yes, I do.
Can you get to 30?
We'll try. I'm focused again. You're gonna mess with the mental of this. I'm focused on the 25 right now. We'll worry about 25 after it feels like nothing. About 30 after it feels like nothing. After it all slides down.
And it's gonna be fresh. It's gonna be nice and fresh for you.
Yeah, I'll eat them fresh. I'll eat them stale hash browns. McDonald's hash brown. Not too much better than those.
All right, we'll come back with a rundown. Jason and John, 98.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over the country as a real estate developer, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone now knows as Folk's Folly. Worth noting, he also wanted to make sure people could enjoy those Folk's Folly favorites at home, so he created the market now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime, hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town. Make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your 4th to the next level. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folk's Folly, or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. That website again, go check it out, humphreysmemphis.com.
Don't be left standing outside this season. Visit the Sportsbook Lounge at Samstown. Take a seat, take a sip, and win big. You won't miss out on any game action at Samstown Tunica. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-97.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.